Scholars have derived from this verse of the Holy Quran and supporting traditions that if music and singing is deemed lahwi, i.e. a distraction or vain talk, that leads one astray from the way of Allah, is haram to listen to or perform. So the question arises, what counts as lahwi and what doesn't count as lahwi? In reply, scholars have said if music or singing is on a par with haram gatherings, it is lahwi and haram. For example, a gathering where there is drinking and dancing and such things. How is this to be determined by us? We must decide the following. What would the common layperson in that area or country say if they were to listen to that music? Would they say the music is on the par with haram gatherings or not? Would they say this music is found in the nightclubs or not? If we believe the common layperson would say that the music is on a par with haram gatherings, that music is haram. Otherwise, it's okay. For example, some may consider Beethoven okay today because people don't associate it with haram gatherings. But 400 years ago, it would have been haram due to its association with drinking and dancing. Even if the lyrics or the melody is on a par with lahwi gatherings, it is haram. Sometimes the lyrics or the melody encourages us to do haram things. Even if you are reciting the Holy Quran in a lahwi tune, i.e. a tune that is on a par with haram gatherings, then that will be deemed haram. Here is an example of a permissible Quranic melody. Why is this considered permissible? Because the common person does not see this type of tune or melody in haram gatherings such as nightclubs, etc. Techno music is considered haram today in the US, UK and other countries due to its association with drugs and dancing parties. But in other countries, techno music might be used for other things and not related to haram gatherings. Therefore, it would be permissible among the common people over there. So if we believe the common layperson would say that the music is on a par with haram gatherings, that music is haram. Otherwise, it would be okay. Whether the music that is on a par with haram gatherings affects you or not, it is still haram. What about musical instruments? Can we buy, sell, or use them? The musical instruments which, according to the common view, are of dual use of halal and haram purpose. They can be used in a non-lahwi manner for lawful purposes. But if the instruments are specific to lahwi gatherings, then that instrument would be haram. For example, let's say an electric guitar 50 years ago was specific to heavy metal. Then that instrument would have been haram because it was specific to a certain type of lahwi music. A Japanese research scientist began conducting experiments with water, and he would collect water samples from around the world, freeze it, and analyze the crystals under a microscope. As he furthered his research, he began to make astonishing discoveries as water reacted to words, phrases, and music. Water exposed to positive words, music, and thoughts formed beautiful crystals. Water exposed to negative words, music, and thoughts formed fragmented crystals. Here are some examples from his works. The shape of crystals when played classical music. And here we have the shape of crystals when he played heavy metal music. Here is a photo of crystals that had evil words said to it. And here is a photo of water crystals that had positive words said to it. Considering that our bodies are made up of about 60% water, we wouldn't doubt that our thoughts, words, and the music we listen to have similar effects that happen within our bodies.